We're in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the fourth line, Tanan Hatam. We're quoting the Mishnah from Shviyas that defines for us regarding the different crops what defines their year. Ha'orez va'dochan va'pagin va'shum shemin. And you remember yesterday we discussed Orez and Dochan, a type of kitniot, Rashi writes. We saw them at their game, we saw them tagem in brochos. Orez is probably rice, and Dochan is something else. Ve'ha'pragin, and pragin, Rashi gives us another French word. Va'shum shemin and sesame. She'shrishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if they took root before Rosh Hashanah, mitasrin l'she'avar, then their meiser is defined as the previous year, umutarin b'shvit, and provided that the previous year was not Shemitah, then they are mutar in the Shemitah year, because they're defined based on the year that they took root. Vim lav, and if they did not take root the previous year, then it turns out that they took root this year, and that defines them. And then this year, when they are harvested, if it is the Shemitah year, then they are also asurin b'shviit. They are prohibited because of Shemitah. Umitasrin l'shanaba, and then you take off the meiser based on this year, the year in which they took root. Amar Rabba. Now that we quoted this Mishnah, Rabba says, Amu Rabbanan, the rabbi said, Ilan batar chanata. A tree is defined based on the time that it reaches the stage of chanata, which we'll say chanata means when the flower falls off and you see a small fruit. So that's the definition of when the year that the crops go by. If it did chanata before Tu Bishvat, then the fruits go based on the previous year. If it does chanata after Tu Bishvat, then the fruits are relegated to the next year.
We know right now that because of the seasons, it's really full when they should fall. So can we say if there is like a weather problem? If these flowers fall before time, will you assume that if the season starts then?
We're not defining seasons. We're defining when is this fruit? Is it considered from last year's crop or this year's crop? And once it reaches that level of maturation, that's considered that it's already a crop of this year.
Okay, but this will be something steady.
This
will be something steady, happening pretty much at the same time, because of nature, you know?
It depends on the plant, depends on the... depends on when you... depends on the tree. Different trees ripen different times. Tivua v'zeitim, when it comes to grain and olives, so that we know, but Tashlish, what defines their year is when they reach a third of their maturation, a third of their ripeness. Yerek, what defines a vegetable, what year it goes by, Batal Lekita, you go based on the year you harvested it. Hani, Keman, Shavin, Rabbanan. So then these, where'd the rabbis align them? Over here, what are we doing when we say it depends on when it took root? Hadar Amar Rabba, then Rabba came back and said, Mitoch Shasuyin Prachin Prachin, being that you harvest them in small clusters, you don't harvest them all at once, you harvest some today and some tomorrow, so then it turns out that they'll always be mixed up, those before Rosh Hashanah and those that are after Rosh Hashanah. If you treat them like a vegetable, that vegetable you take off meiser based on when you harvested it, well, these things, the rice and the sesame, they get harvested a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, they get harvested. They don't get harvested all at once, the same way vegetables do. So therefore, the rabbis, in order to make it easier for us, the rabbis said, we'll make the years defined based on when they took roots. Because that usually happens at once. You plant them all once, they take root at once. And then you harvest them a little bit at a time. Now you understand that here, where we can only say this about these things that are rabbinic. Because the meiser of fruits and kitnios and vegetables, that's all rabbinic. So the rabbis, they invented this whole concept of taking meiser on these crops, so they could also tell you how you decide which year it goes by. So they did something that works for us. Amale Abaye, so Abaye the disciple asks Rabba the rabbi, Vitzbogo no litocho, Vinimza tore mina chadashebo, ala chadashebo, mina yashanshebo, ala yashanshebo. He says, wait a second, that can't be the reason why, because then you just mix it all together. And then when you mixed everything together, so then when you take off Meiser, we'll assume, let's say 10% is the new crops, 90% is the old crops. When you take off Meiser, let's assume that you'll get the same percentage as the crops when you take off the tithe. So you'll end up with 10% from the new crop and 10% from the old crop. Just mix it up well, and then you can assume that when you take off the tithe, it'll maintain that percentage. Mi lo tanya, doesn't the Braisa say Rabbi Yosef ben Kifa omer mishum Rabbi Shimon shezori pola mitzri shezra'o lizera. He's going to bring a proof that you do rely on this concept, mixing it, that it'll all mix well, and it will maintain a homogeneous percentage throughout. You have this type of kidneys called Pula Mitzri. And sometimes they planted it, and the goal was to have a grain that they could replant. And sometimes they planted it in order to eat it like a vegetable. So then if you planted it for it to be a vegetable, so then Halacha says you take off Meiser based on when you harvested it, the same as a vegetable. And if you planted it because you want to eat the seeds, you want it really lizera, you want to eat the seeds of the plant, you're not eating it as a vegetable, you're not eating it when it starts ripening, but rather you're going to wait for it to produce seeds, and that's what you're going to eat. So then you treat it like kidneys, and you take Meiser off based on when it took root, just like the other kidneys. So this guy planted the Pula Mitzri Shezro Lezera. He planted it in order to eat the seeds. So then if you're going to eat the seeds, then that's like rice, that's like all kidneys where you eat the seeds. And then Meiser is defined based on when it took root. So if part of it took root before Rosh Hashanah, and part took root after Rosh Hashanah, and Tominu Maslin Mizal Ze, you can't take off Tumas and Maestros from one crop on the other crop, because you can't take off Tumas and Maestros from this year's crop on last year's crop, or last year's crop on this year's crop. Ketzadu says, so the Braisa says, so what do you do? So Vel Gonore Tocho, you make one big pile, mix it all up, and if it's all mixed up well, so then you assume that it's going to maintain that percentage, that ratio. And when you take off your tithe, you take off your Meiser, you could assume that you have the correct ratio of new crops for new crops and old crops for old crops. You put it all together, let's say you had 10 pounds of the new crop and 90 pounds of the old crop. You mix it all together, you have 100 pounds, where the ratio is 1 to 9, old crop to new crop. Now when you take off 10, so you can assume that one of those 10, 1 pound is going to be from the old and 9 are going to be from the new. You assume it holds its own ratio, that it all mixed well. Okay, now this concept that things mix well is called Yesh Bila. Bila means that it mixes well. Yesh Bila means halachically I assume things mix well. Okay? So the Gemara says, what Abaye asked Rabba is, you're telling me that the rabbis had to make a special institution for the kidneys, to say that kidneys you go by when they take root? Because if I would treat them like a regular vegetable and go by the harvest, then I'd end up having a lot of confusion, because you harvest them on different days, and then you'd end up having crops overlapping when they're really from different years. So in order to avoid confusion, they said you just go by when it took root, and that the whole crop does at the same time. But what do I care if there's confusion? You could have confusion about when it takes root, and yet the Braisa says you just mix and you assume it mixed well, and then you take off your Meiser. Why couldn't you do the same thing when it comes to say that you go by when you harvest it? Ah, you'll have a mix, some old crops mixed with new crops. What do you care? Mix them all together and take off your miser. The same way you do when they take root on two different years. Amalei, so Rabbah answered him, Rabbi Shimon Shezuri Kamrit, you're questioning me based on the Braisa with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Shezuri. Rabbi Shimon Shezuri Samal Yeshbila. Rabbi Shimon Shezuri really holds that you can rely on the mix to assume that it mixed well and that you're going to have the same ratio when you take off the miser. The Rabbanan Savrei Enbila, but the rabbis don't agree with him. They hold you do not rely on this to assume that everything was mixed well and that you're going to maintain the same ratio. We are concerned that maybe the exact cluster that you took is all from the old crops and you didn't take miser for the new crops. Amar Rav Yitzhak bar Nachmani Amar Shmuel Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi ben Kifer Shamar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Shezori. We have a psak. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Shezori. We assume things mix well. Matkip la Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera comes and attacks. Umi Amar Shmuel Achi. Did Shmuel really paskin that way? Did Shmuel really paskin that we rely on the mix, that it will maintain a consistent ratio, and so you can just mix it and take off meiser? But Shmuel himself said that you don't assume that anything mixes well other than wine and oil. If you have new wine and old wine, so you can mix them up and take off the meiser and assume it's a mix, and you got the right ratio. Oil, the same thing.
So there will be an opinion that says that is not so?
Well, he's saying, Shmuel said, when you deal with the liquid, you deal with wine and oil, you could assume that you'll have an homogeneous mixture. It'll maintain the same ratio. Fine. So you could take off the miser from the mixture. But not with solids, not when you're dealing with a bunch of rice or beans.
When it comes to oil or wine, things will be imperceptible. You have everything mixed up.
Right, but we assume it mixes well. So that's okay. I can't perceive the difference, but I assume it mixed well. So then when I take off miser, if I had 50 of this and 50 of that, I mix them all up. I assume every little ounce I take out is going to have 50 of this and 50 of that because they mixed well. So Shmuel said about these liquids that it works that way. So again, what did we have over here? We had a psak that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Shezori. And then the question was, but Shmuel says things don't mix other than wine and oil. So the Gemara says, Ishtamitite. Rabbi Zera forgot Hada Amar Shmuel, a different quote in the name of Shmuel, Hakol Olech Achar Gmar Peri, that even when it comes to beans, you don't go after when they took root, you go after the Gmar Peri when it completes its ripening. So then when he said that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Shezori, he didn't mean the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Shezori that they mix well. He meant the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Shezori is because, I don't care if it took root before Rosh Hashanah or after Rosh Hashanah. You can mix them all together because they are all the same year. I go based on the year you harvested, based on the year it completely ripened. So he's saying, practically you guys can do like Rabbi Shimon Shezori. You plant rice, 80% took root before Rosh Hashanah, 20% took root after Rosh Hashanah. I don't care. You can take Meiser together. Not because Shmuel really holds like Rav Shimon Shezori that I rely on the mix. You're right. I don't rely on the mix. It's just that Shmuel paskins that you don't go based on when it took root. You go based on when the rice is fully ripe. And that you'll have the same year.
But if he doesn't hold like him, then why does he say he does?
Sometimes when you have a quote, halacha ki, it doesn't mean that he actually said, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Shezori. He said, the halacha is you take all the meiser together. It ended up coming down as a quote, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Shezori. Something along those lines. I'm with you.
Wait a second. Braita said that you judge kidniyot by when it took root, right?
Again, the Braita said that.
The Braita was the one that told us that when you judge everything about the crops.
The Braita told us not about. The Braita told us, yeah.
When
that you go based upon Hashrasha. Yeah.
So Shmuel is not holding by his.
Fantastic! Wow, that's Rashi's question. How does Shmuel come out against the Braita? So Rashi says. Shmuel must have had another Tana. And Rashi says, I don't know who he is. Meaning Rashi didn't find it in the Shas. But that's a great question. Wow, you're on the ball, Yehuda. Good for you. Excellent question. Yeah.
That makes sense with Rashi says.
Okay, yeah. Rashi says, yeah. What are you going to say? Shmuel's arguing on a Braisa? We don't usually do that. Vitzlicha. So now we have three halachic quotes from Shmuel. Quote number one, he says halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazori. Quote number two, that all items don't mix well, other than wine and oil. Quote number three, that you always go based upon the fruit when it finishes ripening. If I only had the psak that's halacha like Rabbi Shimon Shazori, hava mina mishum tkasaval yesh bila, I would have thought, why is he paskining like Rabbi Shimon Shazori? Because he holds you could mix, and then it mixes well. That solids also mix well. Kamash manan nakol en bila. That's why I needed Shmuel to tell me that no, things don't mix well other than oil and wine. Vyesh minan nakol en bila. And if I'd have that psak that other things don't mix well, I would have thought that he holds like the rabbis, and if the two mixed, you're stuck. There's nothing you can do, because you have old and new mixed, and you don't hold that they mixed well. So what do? You bring an old crop from somewhere else that you didn't take off Truma and Meiser from, and you take off Truma and Meiser for this one, meaning let's say you had 50 pounds here. You need to take off 5 pounds Meiser. So you find 5 pounds of Tevel, from last year's crop, you buy from someone else, you get it from somewhere else, you bring it here, and you say, okay, this is going to be nicer on the 50 that are in there. Or you need, I guess, 50.5, because you need nicer on itself too. So that's how you'd fix it. But you have no real way of fixing it, because the mix isn't good. So I would have thought, he holds like the rabbi, Kamash Manan al-Chak Reb Shimon Shazori. That's why he had to tell me, the halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazori, to tell me that, no, you can fix it, like Reb Shimon Shazori said. You take off Meiser straight from the mix. V'yashmin and Hanitalti, so if I had these two quotes, Avamina Kasha de Shmuel de Shmuel, I would have said, wait a second. You're telling me I don't rely on the mix. You're telling me I could take off Meiser from the mix. How do these two work together? That's why Shmuel had to tell me when I said you could do Rev Shimon Shazuri's advice and take off Meiser from the mix. It's not because I really held like him in the reasoning. I held like him in the bottom line. You could do it because in the reasoning, my reasoning is because you go based on when the fruit completes ripening and then these two crops are really considered one. And if he would have just told us this last psak, then I would have thought that everything goes based upon when the fruit completes, even grains and olives. That's teaching me on the areas that these two argue, Reb Shimon Shazori and Chachamim. That's why he wanted to say the halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazori. You shouldn't think when he said everything goes based on the fruit's ripeness, it means everything. No, it's telling me that it's only with regard to kidneys that he says you go based on the complete fruits. And when he said akol olecha chag gmar pri, it's really connected to the quote that the halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazori. It's not a standalone psak to encompass all fruits. Asks the Gemara, "V'lishminan hani talti lakol en bila lamali." Why didn't he just tell us these two? He could have said, "The halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazori," but you go after the conclusion of the fruit, after the fruit's ripening. And then I would have understood. You go based on the fruits ripening, that means when? With regard to these kidneys, why did I need the psak la kolen bila lamali? Why did he have to tell me that psak? Well, nothing mixes well other than wine and oil. Once he quantifies the psak about Rav Shimon Shazori, that it's because you really go based on when the fruit ripens, so I understand that he doesn't agree with Rav Shimon Shazori that the crop mixes well. Why did he have to tell me that as a separate quote? Hakamashmalan, what it's teaching me is that Tilian Vilshemin Yeshbila, the wine and oil do mix well. You're right. In order to teach me that the rice didn't mix well, I didn't need this quote. I understood. If he's telling me the halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazori, and the halacha is that you don't go based on when it takes root, but rather when it ripens, I understand that. That's why he's telling you you could do like Rav Shimon Shazori, because he holds it's not two different crops. Why did he have to tell me all things don't mix well other than wine and oil? To tell me that wine and oil do mix well. Okay, that brings us to the end of that sugiya. New sugiya along the lines of the previous one. Tanya, we have a brisa. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, he says about the pasuk says, make yourself a holiday of sukkis. De'ospecha migonecha u'mikvecha. When you gather from your grains and your oils. Now, Rabbi Yossi Aglili is going to take this pasuk, which describes the gathering of grains and oils. Grains and oils are biblically chayav in truma and meiser, and we discussed a page and 2 pages ago how Chazal knew when to make the cutoff point for grains and oils. The bottom line was what we said on the top of your Gimlam and Beis, because of the pasuk Vasat Tatva Lishlosh Hashanim Lishlish. It's a drasha from the Shlosh. We say Shlish, that Tevuah it goes based on Shlish. So that's with regard to what's chayiv biblically. What about all the fruits and vegetables that are chayiv Truma and Meiser rabbinically? Where did the rabbis get the concept to make these cutoff points? So that's from this pasuk. We say the following logic. Ma gorin v'yekev. Just as the grains and olives and the oil press. Miyuchadin, they're unique in that. Shegdelin al meishana she'avra. Their growth is based on last year's rain. The grains and the oil that you eat this year are based on last year's rains. Meaning, we say, the Torah tells me, the grain and olive are defined based on when they reach a third of their ripeness. Whatever grain and olives you see now reached a third of their ripeness, and it's always last year's rain. So af kol shel delin al mei shana she'avra, by the same token, all other things, if they grow on last year's rain, then mitasrin l'shana she'avra, they get meiser based on last year. Meaning, from here Chazal derived, that the fruit-bearing trees, their fruits primarily grow on last year's rain, because the fruits grow based on the sap. The sap is the sap that comes up before the tree lets go of its flowers, before Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat connotes the new year, right, for trees. Tu Bishvat is the new year for the trees. So the tree is growing, the fruits are primarily growing on the sap that was produced on last year's rain, all the rain before Tu Bishvat. So you say, okay, so Truma and Meiser go based on where the tree had Chanata, that's a way of saying last year's rain makes it last year's fruit. Chazal needed a different term for the fruit to get it to be last year's fruit, so they said this term. Yatzu yirakot, to the exclusion of vegetables, shigdelin al meishana ba'a, the vegetables, whenever you harvest them, you planted them a few days earlier. They're not growing on last year's rain. You know, when you get vegetables in the shuk, if it rained this week, you get muddy vegetables. Because the vegetables grow, it's a matter of days. You know, they grow in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You get yourself a cucumber. Doesn't take 10 months. Vegetables grow relatively quickly. So Chazal said, being that they grow on this year's rains, so then mitaslim neshanaba, they go based on the next year's meiser. So that's how Chazal derived this concept that for vegetables you go based on the harvesting. From the pasuk of the ostichami go nechami kvecha, they said, what do the grain and the oil have in common? That they grow based on last year's rain. So we will also make the fruits that grow on last year's rain have meiser from last year. How do we do that? By making it go by chanata. What doesn't grow on last year's rain? The vegetables. So how do we make them chay of meiser this year? By saying you go by when you harvest them. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's logic. Rabbi Kiva Omer, same words, but we find a different common denominator. We say, the unique feature of the grain and the olive, the oil, is that they grow al rov ma'in. They grow based on the majority of water, meaning rainwater. And so the Torah says, take off trumas and ma'iser with last year's truma and ma'iser. Of course, shigdelin al rov ma'in. By the same token, other things that grow on the majority of water, meaning rainwater. That's what most things grow from. So mitaslin shana shavra, you take off meiser from the previous year. Yatzu yirakot shigdelin al kol ma'in, to the exclusion of vegetables that require you drawing your own water and watering the field. The pasuk says v'ishkita v'raglecha kigana yarak, you'll water it like a vegetable garden. The assumption is the average vegetable requires watering. It's not enough to leave it with the rainwater. So Chazal said, from this pasuk we understand that when we institute meiser for other fruits and vegetables, those things that require human hand to water them, mitaslin l'shana habe'ah, they get meiser on the next year's meiser. Might be nayu. The Gemara says, what's the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Amar biavu betzalim asarisim uful hamitzri ika beinayu. Two crops. Betzalim asarisim, eunuch onions. They're onions, Rashi learns, that don't grow as big as other onions. And pul hamitzri, we heard of pul hamitzri on the previous page. That's that vegetable that's sometimes planted as a vegetable and sometimes in order to eat the seed. So pul hamitzri that was planted for the sake of vegetable is going to be the difference between them. It's not, because we have the following Mishnah. Let's say you had these two vegetables and you did not water them for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Now, what did they become? You didn't water them, so then mitaslin l'shavar umutarin b'shevit. You can take off meiser from last year, meaning this is Rabbi Akiva that says that if it's going to be a regular vegetable, then you have to keep watering it. You stop watering it, so then you made it from a vegetable to a tree, a grain. So you don't go based on when you harvest it. If you stop watering it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, mitaslin l'shavar, according to Rabbi Akiva, umutarin b'shevi'it, and then it would be permissible on Shemitah. And if you didn't stop watering it, aswin b'shvitu mitaslin l'shana ba'a. Rashi has a whole long Megillah, different ways of explaining this last line. We explained one way, but Rashi has a whole long thing to explain that. Really, maybe it's the opposite of how I explained it. Maybe this only works going to Rav Yossi Aglili. Okay.
So yeah. By avoiding watering the vegetables, and it's, so can we bypass the prohibition of eating vegetables and what should be eat by not watering them?
It seems it's unique to these two. It seems specifically these two that are borderline. It's not a regular onion. It's not a regular kitnit. Sometimes it is used as a seed. You initially were going to use it as a regular vegetable. By doing this act, you took it out of the state of being a regular vegetable and put it back in the state of being like a grain, like a seed. So what do we see today? We began with the Mishnah. We did a whole daf, Baruch Hashem. We began with the Mishnah that described the different stages when different things become chayv and truma and meiser, the grains, the different types of rice and lentils, the different beans go based on when they took root. Rabba quoted that it goes like this: trees are chanata, when they lose the flower and you see the fruit. Grain and oil based on a third of the ripeness, and vegetables are defined based on what year you harvested them. What about these? So these, because you harvest them clusters at a time, so Chachamim didn't want you to be stuck with different years on your crop. One crop will have different years because it's harvested different times. So they said it's all rabbinic anyways. We won't treat it like a vegetable. We'll say it has its own criterion when it took root, and they usually take root in the same year. Abayi said, why don't you just make a mix like Rav Shimon Shazuri and then assume that you took out the right amount? So he said to him, the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Shazuri. I, Shmuel, said the halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri. No, he didn't mean the halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri, that we rely on a mix, because he himself said, you don't rely on a mix in anything other than oil and wine. So then what do you mean the halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri? Because he holds that you go based on when you harvested it. So he meant the halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri, that you could make this mix and take meiser, because it's all considered one crop anyways. Not because I rely on the mix, because he doesn't rely on a mix when it comes to solids. Then we brought a braisa, a machlokas, Rav Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. How the rabbis instituted that vegetables go based on the harvest. Is it because they said you go based on, does it grow on last year's rain or this year's rain? And being that the average crop, the trees, the grains, the oils grow primarily on last year's rain. So that's why they get meiser last year. But the vegetables that grow primarily from this year's rain, they will get meiser from this year. That's Rav Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva says no. The question is, does it need human water, or does it go based on rain? Everything, all the crops that are like the grains and the olives that grow based on God's rain, they don't require human watering, so they get meiser from last year. Vegetables that require a human to water them, so they get meiser from this year. And then the difference between them would be, could you make this thing when you have these middle-of-the-road vegetables that are just in between? Sometimes you use them like a seed, sometimes you use them like a vegetable. Well, what happens if 30 days before Rosh Hashanah you stop watering them? Now they're growing primarily on the waters without human watering. Does that make them last year's crop? Or do you say no, they still they need human watering? Or the other way of Rashi is, wait a second, you stop watering them 30 days beforehand, so they're growing primarily, you're not watering them, they're growing on last year's rain. So that would make it, Rav Yossi Aglili says they go by last year. According to Rabbi Akiva, what does it help that you stop watering them? They do grow based on your watering. So the fact that you stopped 30 days before Shoshana wouldn't make it last year's crop. Two different ways to understand which one says it's last year's crop or this year's crop, but this would be the difference between them.